Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
After he made those comments, I called Kirill's agent. That's what you get, Billy.
You did it.
I did it.
Wow.
Well, he defers. Called me and the show overrated, so then I called the agent and said, turn it down.
Okay, I was wondering if you were the one that leaked the info.
Or no,
you were the
no.
one
I called,
that said, hey, that deal he's about to give you? No.
I called the agent and said, turn it all down for now. Okay, what happened with the daughters at home? It sounds like this is good.
You ever one of those moments, and I'm sure we all have as parents, where you know what your kid is doing maybe isn't kind, isn't respectful, it's just kind of mean, or, you know, it's not something you should be proud of,
yep.
But you just can't help it because it's too good?
I can think of one right now that I'm going to share after your story.
Well, we had one last night. So yeah. The kids get home from school, they hop off the bus, 8
right.
and 5, third
yep.
grade and kindergarten.
Yep.
And they're always pretty tired. It's
both
a long
girls.
Day. Yes, both girls. Long day, and we've got about a half hour, 45 minutes for them to chill out, grab a snack, and then we're off to soccer practice.
Okay.
Off to soccer practice for the oldest. So they're sitting in the kitchen. I'm just over a little bit on the couch in the living room, and they've got their snacks. They're munching away, and the youngest grabbed a Highlights magazine that we had just gotten in the mail.
This is Molly.
Molly, yes. She's flipping through it, and Kira, the oldest, is bugging her. Molly, let me read it. Let me read it. Come on. And Molly's, no, I grabbed it. I'm reading it. You take your turn.
Sounds like she's right.
Exactly. She's in the right here. So the oldest here keeps bugging her. And eventually, you know, it's ramping up as
mm-hmm.
it will.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, kind of my ears are on. I'm hoping
yeah.
they can settle this between
right.
themselves, but I know how it's going to end.
What a woke parent you are. Jeez.
I'm sorry. Ugh. Teaching conflict resolution. I thought we'd give it a shot.
Thank you, doctor.
It didn't work. Kira's hand slid across the table to try to pull the magazine away. Molly slaps it away. I say, whoa, okay, that's enough. Kira,
Kira,
don't steal it from her. Molly, you know you can't hear it. Kira, we're going to soccer in a little bit. Just leave the table.
Yeah.
Go to your room. Put your soccer stuff on. She can finish her snack. You come back and finish yours. We need to separate the two of you right now.
Yeah.
So Kira does that. She goes to her room, puts on a new T-shirt and shorts and walks back out and kind of looks at me, you know, she wears glasses, kind of over the glasses, kind of.
Sums up.
Okay, I did it, Dad.
Yeah.
I said, well, you still need your shin guards and your socks. So she's fine. You're right. So she starts walking back down the hall to her room and stops. And then walks back towards the kitchen. And says, as loud as she can without getting in trouble, Alexa, play Bad Blood. And she, once again, as the glasses are coming down her nose a little
tremendous.
Bit, lowers her head and gives me the look of, you know what this is about. And the poor youngest one has no idea the trolling she's getting. She just hears Taylor says, now we got Bad Blood.
Yeah, she thinks it's okay.
She's singing along. It took me every fiber in my body not to lose it with laughter because I know what she did was brilliant.
Mine is, I'll just go a little shorter. I always think of this one. It's Hunter and Griffin. They're in the back and they're just battling as they did so often. And to be honest, Griff is winning this argument. I mean, it's like
schooling the older brother.
Oh, yeah. It's like Larry Merchant and Freddie Pacheco are call the fight. Call it. It's over.
Dan Cook would call the fight.
And so we're
at,
Dan's scoring it on Twitter at that point. And so Hunter has nothing else to say and just looks at him with just disdain and goes, by the way, Dad's Santa. There is no Santa.
Wow.
Gets out of the car and starts walking to the store. And Griffin, all of a sudden, after feeling so proud of himself about just dominating there, and goes, really? I go, yeah. Really? I mean, he's just,
wow.
He was just so devastated.
That's the nuclear option.
Oh, it was very good. It was just, and I had to walk away and act like, Hunter, that was inappropriate. I remember I called Kathleen. I'm like, oh, it's just tremendous. It was just, you know, I mean, if you're going to find out and you're losing an argument, that's the way to do it. That's good. All right. Do you want a royal family? And other times, maybe one of your kids just owned the other kid and you shouldn't have liked it, but you did. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We just previewed Jason's Thursday 2:35 appearance.
It's going to be great.
I'm greatly looking forward to that conversation.
Sure. Yeah.
We might have a special guest call in, too, on that conversation.
Why not?
I may have a phone
number. That guest is a little upset that they have never made an appearance in 3+ years on my show.
Really?
Everybody else?
Well, I think.
I like the mystery.
I think she should make an appearance on this show, then.
I don't know. I mean, you've stolen all of my other guess. Why not add?
Okay.
Why not add? Oh, I just wanted to play Chad for a minute there. Are we going to hear some Robert Smith complaints again out of you? My God.
Yeah. I mean,
this guy.
Only been on the show for 30 years.
Oh, Lord.
Minor point.
Well, no one's coming to us anymore. What is it? The Walls announced he's running.
Yep.
Did like a little bit with like four different lifestyle influencers.
Yeah, not here.
Star Tribune just wrote a story about it's going to be gun control is what he's going to be talking about. And I'm reading through it. I'm like, oh, I wonder, like, do they have an interview? Nope, no interview.
No. And again, at the fair, like,
we were told
for like weeks, we're set. We're on.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
And then all of a sudden, was it a day before, 2 days before?
Something like that.
They did have an event. It was when the DNC was in Minnesota. It seems like they would have known that, though, right? When they committed to our time.
Oh, schedules change.
I think that one was planned probably for a while.
Nah, last
just
minute.
A hunch.
Yeah.
Well, try again.
Yeah.
That's right.
All you can do.
So right now I'm looking over your shoulder, and I see the President of the United States. To his right is Catherine. To his left is King Charles. Across the state dinner table is Melania. I'm assuming with Will. I don't think Harry is there. In Jason DeRusha's ideal world, would America have a royal family outside of Travis and Taylor?
Well, like, if I didn't care about the fact that we were fleeing, we were founded and trying to get away from that sort of nonsense.
We did.
But if we could put that to the side.
And like, made a mistake.
Yeah, of course, objectively, like it would be way more fun if we had a royal family.
Would it be more fun?
Yes.
Just for fodder, for gossip?
Just for fodder.
Yeah.
Because you could have a little distraction. You got the politics of the day, but then you could get kind of caught up in like the drama.
Salacious.
Yeah.
Who's like getting married? Who's not?
I like that.
Do they have to have as much money as they do over there? They have to have a fair amount, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
right? Then you got to have like one kid who's like wasting money like a drunken sailor.
Well, we've been good about that with the president, right? We normally, although I guess it's been a while, right?
That is our royal
right?
family.
I mean, Hunter Biden, he fulfilled.
Pretty much every, like, right? There's always one.
The right? Obamas seemingly, the kids were young.
We don't know yet. Jury's out.
Right.
Give them time.
W's kids? Not really.
The ones on the Today Show now.
Yeah, we need more. Look at King Charles. I think Donald's going to want that type of, you know, honors on the suit coat, don't you think?
I think you should dress like this for my appearance on your show tomorrow.
I will, guaranteed, and we'll put it on some sort of outlet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.